Missouri Net News, I'm Bill Wise. A convicted killer who's been on death row since 1997 took his final breath last night. A group of witnesses watched at the state prison in southeast Missouri's Bon Terre as 51-year-old Russell Bucklew was executed by lethal injection. Former Cape Girardeau County Prosecutor Morley Swingle witnessed the execution. Death penalty opponents argued that Bucklew's rare brain condition could have led to a brutal death. Missouri NAACP President Nimrod Chappell said Bucklew's health warranted a life sentence or getting released from prison because he said Bucklew is beyond the capacity to harm people. Morley Swingle called that argument laughable.
If you're just going to say, oh, okay, you seem to be a nice guy now, never mind that you brutally murdered another human being. Whoever said that has no clue about the reason that you have the death penalty.
Department of Corrections spokesperson Karen Pogeman says an autopsy is not planned and is not standard practice in execution cases. Missouri's action plan to combat violent crime in the St. Louis region has taken effect. St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson says she hopes this sends a message to those who engage in criminal activity.
If the criminals are listening to the radio or watching TV or reading the newspapers, I hope they get the message. But if they don't know it now, they will know it as, the enforcement begins to take place.
The action plan, which took effect yesterday, involves sending state troopers to assist with local law enforcement officers. The United States' largest private employer, Walmart, is expanding in Missouri. Missouri Net's Ryan Hart has more.
After 5 years of consistent same-store growth, Walmart is looking to hire more people to keep up with demand. They're holding hiring events in northern Missouri's Moberly and in Harrisonville, just south of Kansas City. Walmart is looking to hire over 100 people to work in distribution centers and to drive their delivery trucks. 40 jobs are available at the Moberly location and 50 in Harrisonville. The positions start at $16 per hour and they offer full benefits. For Missouri Net, I'm Ryan Hart.
Governor Mike Parson and Senator Roy Blunt will headline a press conference this afternoon talking about the plan to replace one of the most important trucking arteries in the Midwest, the Roachport Bridge on I-70 across the Missouri River between Kansas City and St. Louis.
It's been a creative combination of state, federal, and local money, as well as a borrowing plan to replace the bridge, now in poor condition. State leaders have been meeting with the Highway and Transportation Commission to apply for final financing with the State Infrastructure Bank. That is one of the last steps to fund a new bridge. And MoDOT Director Patrick McKenna says he's optimistic.
With favorable approval there, that will trigger our ability to go to the capital markets and borrow the remainder of what was made available by the General Assembly and Governor Parson.
The legislature approved $351 million for bridge repair. The federal government awarded $81 million to this bridge. We'll learn more today. Ashley Byrd, Missouri Net.
You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.